Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Dr. Sumedha Sande, pulmonologist and critical care physician at Hamilton Physician Group Specialty Care in Dalton, Georgia. Dr. Sande completed residency training in anesthesia and pain management and additional residency training in internal medicine. She then completed a pulmonary and critical care fellowship in New York. Dr. Sande treats patients with sleep or pulmonary disorders, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also referred to as COPD, asthma, pulmonary fibrosis, lung cancer, COVID conditions, pneumonia, acute and chronic pulmonary hypersensitivity conditions, pulmonary hypertension, and a lot more. Well, Dr. Sande, thank you once again for coming on our show.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
So today we're going to focus on critical care and exactly what that means and what services are available and how Hamilton Medical Center supports patients who actually need this level of care. Dr. Sande, what is critical care and when does somebody actually need it?
Critical care, also referred to as intensive care, is the management of life-threatening illnesses or organ failure in general. Patients might need ventilators, advanced monitoring, vasoactive support, meaning blood pressure support, and multiple organ support. There's multiple critically ill diseases out there: sepsis, septic shock, multi-organ failure, acute respiratory distress syndrome being the most common ones. And an ICU team is trained to manage rapidly changing patient states when we're in the hospital in the intensive care unit.
Wow. You know, I don't really even know that the first thing to think about the ICU.
I think the moment you hear the word ICU, it is a scary premise for most people.
Yeah.
Here's what's important. Sometimes we'll send patients early to the ICU so, again, we can stop things from getting a lot worse. The most important thing in the critical care unit is things change by the minute, right? So we have to be on top of things. So what the critical care unit allows us to do is monitor minute-by-minute changes in patients' condition. In our ICU here, we have a 24-hour intensivist staffing.
Wow.
So we're here throughout the day for your needs, whatever they might be. We have all kinds of advanced mechanical ventilations. We have sedation protocols. We have advanced monitoring. And then, of course, we have collaboration across specialties. So I'm constantly talking to my cardiologists, my cardiothoracic surgeons, my regular surgeons, my neurologists and nephrologists, all kinds of specialty services. And of course, for the most part, you know, when you're in the ICU, the most important thing is the urgency of treatment. We have a lot of supportive treatments like renal replacement therapy, nutrition, infection management. Every morning, we have our multidisciplinary rounds with our dietitians, with our pharmacists, with different specialties, so that way we can give a well-coordinated care to all our patients when they are in the intensive care unit. An important component of care when patients are in the ICU is to give support to their family members, because a lot of times the biggest issue is when they don't know what's happening, you know. So I think that's the emphasis for us, of course, patient care and then support to family, whatever they might need in that time.
Definitely. It's something that I recently actually found out about, the whole concept of transitioning. How does that work with the team at Hamilton Medical Center when they have to swap between shifts or, you know, pass on information to people? How does that handle?
Right. So like I said, for us right now, we have intensivists who are present 24/7. And then, of course, we have APPs who help us throughout the day as well. We have two units at Hamilton Medical Center. We have a medical ICU unit and a surgical ICU unit. And we have residents, APPs, and just staffing 24/7. In addition to that, every morning, we do our multidisciplinary rounds. We have a palliative care team that helps us and thereby update patients' families with whatever's going on with our patients. So that way we are in communication with the families and the patient about their goals of care. And then once we fix the acute issue, what we ensure is a smoother transition to the lower acuity units, because I tell my patients now, that's a step closer to home, you know. So we try and personally make sure that we've handed off the patient's care to another physician and let them know everything that transpired while they were on the unit. In addition to that, we try and bring our patients on for post-acute care follow-ups whenever they can, because when you're in the ICU, you have a high amount of acute needs. So there's a lot of medications that are added on. So then we try and see our patients outpatient so that way we can cut down on medications now that you don't need anymore.
What does a pulmonologist or a critical care physician do in the ICU?
So we have what's called as a closed intensive care unit at Hamilton Medical Center. So okay. We're trained in critical care. We do a special fellowship for 3 years just to train in critical care. We have an expertise in respiratory failure, ventilator management, ARDS protocols. And in our ICU, it's like a well-oiled machine. We have protocols for everything, which are physician-based and nursing-based, so everyone knows when they have to step in based on what the patient needs at that time. What we are able to do is, intubate our patients if they need, prone our patients. Basically, these are advanced ventilation and management strategies that are state of art right now anywhere in the country that we're able to offer to our patients right here at Hamilton Medical Center. In addition to that, like we talked about COPD, asthma, we're able to manage these critically ill patients. We have a stroke center, so we're able to manage acute stroke patients. We have a beautiful cardiovascular unit, so we're able to handle advanced cardiac management. So say you have a heart attack, we'll bring you into the ICU for post-heart attack management. So we're able to offer all state-of-art technologies in any field of medicine. And we do a lot of this by collaborating with the specialists in those fields of medicine.
That's awesome. And pretty much everything you've said has kind of answered this question already, but I just want to know, how do you guys actually make sure that all of this just works?
That is very crucial. You're right. Because, like I said, there's so many things going on. It's very important to maintain that we are evidence-based, right? Okay. And that's why we have standardized protocols in our ICU. We're trying to, when people are in the ICU, they're sick, they're lying in bed for so long. We're even trying to make sure that we get physical therapy and occupational therapy, even when they're on the ventilator, so that you're not dealing with weakness later on. We're making sure we calculate your energy needs. Sometimes you're not able to eat, but we make sure when we give you feeds, they are meeting the nutrition requirements that you need on a day-to-day basis. We're doing continuous quality improvement, both with the nursing staff and with our residents. So we review the outcomes of these evidence-based practices that we're doing in the ICU. There is constant training, credentialing, and education for staff. We're actually a center for what's called as FCCS, which is a Fundamentals of Critical Care course. That is an SCCM-based course that we do twice a year to make sure that everyone stays up to date with the latest recommendations in critical care. And like I said, the most important thing that we're trying to establish here is a strong emphasis on communication and handoffs and patient safety.
Well, that is perfect. And with how much you care about these patients, afterwards, like you said, you'll have them come back and look at the medicine and what they can cut down on. How else do you kind of integrate with all the teams, pulmonology, respiratory, and, just post-ICU recovery?
Yeah. So we have a fabulous team. I want to say team because this involves our nurses, our respiratory therapists, our rehab, and of course the physicians. And then let me not forget our nutrition team as well. So everyone works together to kind of make sure that we focus on recovery from ventilator injury, from lung complications, from deconditioning. So, early rehab is what we are focusing on these patients. And then once they are discharged, we try and get them into office within a week, so that way we can address what made you go into the ICU in the first place. And like I said, make sure that you're on the medications that you need at that point in time.
What should people know? What should they know to ask or, already be aware of when they have somebody that's in critical care?
So I think as a family, it's very important for you to know what the patient wants, right? Yeah. What the patient's goals of care are, and I think it's important for families, know what's going on with your family members, what the expected trajectory is on your patients, and what are the potential complications. The ICU level of care goes beyond just mechanical ventilators and medications and monitoring. It's more about understanding what the patient's going through and seeing what support both the family and the physician can give to the patient in that time of need. So I think it's very, very important for all family members to know what their loved one would have wanted when they're in a critical care condition, because at that point in time, they may or may not be able to make those decisions for themselves. So to be that support, I think, is the most crucial thing that a family member needs to do.
I think it's so cool, too, with everything that you're saying. It's just happening right here in Dalton and in surrounding areas, too, where you guys have a truly great team that's just going to take care of our community.
Thank you. Like I said, stroke care, cardiac care, continuous renal replacement, whatever you need, we're able to provide for you right here at Hamilton. So we're there for you for all your needs.
Yes. And, you know, Dr. Sande, thank you once again for coming on the show and just, you know, shedding light on things that people might not really be aware of.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Hamilton Physician Group Specialty Care has offices in Dalton, Calhoun, and Ringgold. To make an appointment in Dalton, call 706-529-3072. To make an appointment in Calhoun, call 762-268-4904. And to make an appointment in Ringgold, you can call 706-841-0833. You may also visit vitruvianhealth.com/specialtycare to learn more.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your healthcare provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.